My friends, the Shia today is addressing Erev Yom HaKippurim, which is going to commence in 48 hours. Obviously, it's the 9th of Tishrei, Erev Yom HaKippurim, and in a sense, it's an introduction to Yom HaKippurim. What we want to analyze is the status of Erev Yom HaKippurim. First and foremost, I'd like to learn with you a Gemara that appears twice, once in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tes, and once in Yuma on Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara says the following: V'nisem es nafshoseichem b'tisha lachodesh. The pasuk in Parshas Emor, with regard to the mitzvah of Inui, emphasizes the 9th of Tishrei. So the Gemara quotes a brisa, Yochol, or I think, Yaschil v'yis'ana b'tisha, is the Torah telling me to begin to fulfill the mitzvah of afflicting myself on the 9th of Tishrei? Talmud Lomar, but the next word in the pasuk is ba'erev. It says b'tisha ba'erev. But that's very strange. We know that in halacha, the day begins at night, and therefore the 9th going into the 10th is really the 10th, and that's Asiri, it's not Tisha B'Erev. E B'Erev, if the Torah is telling me to begin fasting at night, Yochol Mishetechshach Talmud Lomer B'Tisha, then why does it say B'Tisha? So we're really in a bind. On the one hand, we know that the fast begins at night. On the other hand, the Torah calls it B'tisha Ba'erev. Ha'ketzad, how do we reconcile this? Maschil u'mis'ane mibod yom. Mikan shemosifim michol al ha'kodesh. So in the first presentation of this brisa, we'll see the second in just a second, the B'tisha Ba'erev teaches me that the fast actually begins on the 9th of Tishrei, and that's what we call Tosefes Yom HaKippur. We add to Yom HaKippur. But then, the Braisa goes on and says the following. Kol ha'ochel lomar lecha, kol ha'ochel v'shose b'tshi. Anyone who eats and drinks on the 9th of Tishrei, male olav ha'kosuv, the Torah considers it, ki'ilu his'ane Tishi Vasiri. Enochinami, there is a mitzvah of Inui on the 9th of Tishrei, but paradoxically, that mitzvah of Inui is fulfilled through Achil and Shasiyah. And the question that I want to raise with you today is, what is the nature and the meaning of this mitzvah? I want to first, before we even get into it, give you sort of like an overview of all the different commentaries, both in the Rishonim and the Achronim, in terms of the nature of this mitzvah of eating and drinking on the 9th of Tishrei. The first opinion, and this seems to be the opinion of Rashi here in Masechta Yuma, is that in order for a person to have the power, the energy to be able to fast on the 10th, he's got to eat on the 9th. The 9th, therefore, is a preparation for the 10th. According to another opinion, which is that of the Rosh, also here in Masechta Yuma, the Torah was worried about a person who might let the 9th pass by without being careful about eating, and this could be very hazardous to his health. He cannot eat on the 10th. And if the Torah doesn't go out of its way to make sure that he's focused on eating on the 9th, he may end up in a very dangerous situation by fasting for 2 days and endanger his health. The third opinion is that of a Shiboli Aleket. He's also one of the Rishonim. And he says just the opposite, that the mitzvah of eating on the 9th is meant to make the inui, the affliction of the 10th, that much more difficult. Because when a person eats and he satiates himself and then goes into a fast, it actually intensifies the experience of the fasting. There are a number of other opinions. The Prisha has an opinion that if he eats on the 9th, it becomes clear that on the 10th when he fasts, it's because the Torah commanded him to fast. Again, I could mention other opinions that, and this is one of the most fascinating opinions which appears in the Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva. He says that we want to enter into the 10th of Tishrei in a state of Simcha. It's very difficult to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha in the classical form on the 10th of Tishrei, because we don't have Seuda like we do on any other day of the Samachta B'Chagecha. But what we do is we eat and drink on the 9th of Tishrei, and that, in a sense, is a reflection of the Simcha of Yom HaKippur. Another opinion which I found fascinating, which is also quoted in the Shari Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah, is that we have such a, on the one hand, anxiety about the Day of Judgment, that the Torah wanted to balance this and bring us into a good mood, that the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that He gave us on the very day of the apex of judgment, He gave us a day of eating and drinking, which is antithetical to anxiety. You know, people who are in a state of anxiety don't usually eat and drink. And this is all a reflection of our bitachon. We trust in Hashem, and we know that everything is going to be b'chazdo u'betuvo. And that's what the 9th of Tishrei is all about. So in other words, to in a sense, deflate the daiga and the tircha and the tirda of Yom HaKippurim, we enter with a state of full simcha, which we achieve through the eating and drinking on the 9th of Tishrei, on Erev Yom HaKippurim. I want to call to your attention, and now we're really getting into it, a very strange phenomenon in the Rambam. The Rambam dedicates an entire section in Moadim, in Zmanim, to Yom HaKippurim, and that's called Hilchos Shvisas Asor, and no mention of the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom HaKippurim. It would not be precise to say that the Rambam completely forgot about the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom HaKippurim. He does in fact mention it, but not here where it belongs, but rather in Hilchos Nedarim. The Rambam in the third parak of Hilchos Nedarim, Halacha Tes, has a discussion about a person who took upon himself a neder not to eat on every single Thursday or every single Friday of the year. And lo and behold, Friday turns out to be Erev Yom HaKippurim. He now is in a conflict situation. What should he do? Should he fast? But if he does so, he fulfills his neder, but he undermines the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? Or on the other hand, should we push aside his neder in favor of the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom HaKippurim? And the Rambam says in this case, he will not eat on that Friday of Erev Yom HaKippurim, to give that example, because it clashes with his neder. But the obvious question is, why did the Rambam omit the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur in Hilchos Shvisas Asur, where it naturally belongs, and instead he sort of, by the by, fits it into Hilchos Nedarim with a discussion about a conflict between the neder that he took upon himself not to eat and the mitzvah of Achila on Erev Yom HaKippur? Very strange. Anyone who knows the Rambam, the geography of the Rambam, where he locates and codifies his halachos, is very critical. And that's why the Rambam is called, in the Meiri's language, Gedolei HaMechaberim. Mechaberim are those who know how to make chiburim. You know, they know how to organize things and arrange them in a logical way. I want to share with you an insight of my Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha, to answer this question. Rav Soloveitchik claims that the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom HaKippurim, although it's not explicit in the Rambam, in Hilchos Shvisas Asur, is certainly implicit. And we're meant to derive this from a careful reading of the Rambam. The Rambam tells us that when it comes to the mitzvah of Yom HaKippurim and the Inui as a mitzvah saseh, we derive this from the pasuk Shabboson, Shabbos Shabboson. There's a double language in which the Torah commands us in the mitzvah of Yom HaKippurim. It says Shabbos Shabboson. And Chazal interpret this to mean Shabboson mimolacha, meaning to abstain from malacha like we do, Shabbos mimolacha like we do on any Shabbos, and Shabboson is shvos, which means cease from what you normally do, which is a reference to achil and shesila. So the Rav suggests the following, that in order to achieve shvos, we have to be involved in the opposite, in this case, achila and shesia, in order to actively create a shvos when we abstain from achila and shesia on Yom HaKippurim. That's what Chazal derived from the pasuk Tisha B'Erev. Tisha B'Erev means that if you weren't involved in eating and drinking on the ninth of Tishrei, then you cannot possibly fulfill the mitzvah of shvos, of tishvos, when you fast and desist from achil and shesia on the 10th of Tishrei. In order to set up a shvos, where I actively abstain from achil and shesia on the 10th day, I must be involved in achila and shesia on the 9th day. If I don't have that contrast, I can't make that transition and actively, as we say, bekumva say, fulfill the mitzvah of shvos. Therefore, if a person were to abstain from achil and shesia on the 9th day, then there's no shvisa nikeres, there's no obvious demonstrated shvisa when I continue to fast on the 10th day. I must make a contrast. I have to eat and drink on the 9th and then desist from achil and shesia on the 10th. That sets up the mitzvah of shvos to actively create a shvisa nikeres. So in effect, there really is no mitzvah to eat on Tishri, on the 9th of Tishrei, according to the Rambam. The mitzvah is shvos, to abstain from achil and shesia on the 10th. The way that I fulfill the mitzvah of shvos and stop my achil and shesia, to make that very sharp transition into shvos, into an inui of asiri, is by eating and drinking on the 9th. And therefore, the Gemara tells us, kol ochel v'shosa b'tshi, listen to the language of the Gemara, mala olav akosuv, the Torah considers it, ki'ilu his'ane b'tshi v'asiri. It's as if he fasted on both days. Obviously, the achil and shesia on the 9th is meant to achieve and set up the inui kilu hisana basiri. It's really an extension of the inui of asiri. It's not an independent mitzvah of achila. It's not the way others, as we saw earlier, would endow the chi with a status of a quasi-yontif, and we have to be happy and have a suda and have a whole banquet. That's not the shitas around. Had the Rambam held that way, he certainly would have been more outspoken and explicit in Hilchos Shvisas Asar. But rather, the Rambam holds that within the context of the mitzvah of shvos, which means that I actively have to desist from achil and shesia, if I've been desisting, if I've been dieting on the 9th of Av, on the 9th of Tishrei, and then I slip into the 10th of Tishrei without making any sort of change or contrast, I have not fulfilled the mitzvah of shvos. And in this context, we might want to analyze the following question, which is brought up by the Nosei Kelim in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim Siman Tafresh Dalid, where the Shulchan Aruch writes, Mitzvah Lechol B'Erev Yom HaKippur. And the Magen Avraham vacillates back and forth. When does that mitzvah commence? At the night going into the ninth of Tishrei, meaning on Erev Yom HaKippurim, meaning Leil Erev Yom HaKippurim, or does it begin only in the morning of Chi? And the Magen Avraham goes back and forth and he doesn't come to any conclusion. The Vilna Gaon, in his Biur Agra, says, Va'ikar she'ein laharbos pachilu shtia el bayom, that the mitzvah really begins on the day and not at night. However, there are many other poskim who would expand the mitzvah of achila of Erev Yom HaKippur to include the night as well. Ar l'chi is ochlin v'shosim l'kaya mitzvizu. Perhaps we could suggest the following. The suffix of the Magen Avraham vacillating back and forth about the night of the Chi, is it mitzvah of achila or not, really depends upon how you understand the nature of the mitzvah of achila and shesi on Chi. If we view it as an independent day on the calendar year, the ninth of Tishrei has its own independent status. It's a day that's invested with its own unique mitzvah, in this case, the mitzvah of achila and shesia. Then Hayom HaOlech Achar HaLaila, and the night of Tish of Chi should be included in the mitzvah of achila and shesia. The night of Chi is no less the ninth of Tishrei than the day of Chi. It's all one unit and it's indivisible. But if on the other hand, we don't view the ninth of Tishrei as a separate unit unto itself, but rather it's an extension of Asiri, again going backwards, like we saw the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippur, which begins on the 9th of Tishrei. And now the way we understood the Rambam Shita, that we cannot fast on the 9th of Tishrei, because if so, there's no transition, and there's no kiyum in an active sense of Shvos, then I think one could ostensibly argue that it's sufficient to eat and drink on the day of the 9th of Tishrei, in order to set up this contrast and make this very sharp transition and fulfill the mitzvah of Shabbos on Shvos, to create a Shvos. And therefore, I want to quote to you the Vilna Gaon, who says, as we quoted before, Ikar she'ein laharbos el bayom, the Vilna Gaon would probably be reflecting the idea that there's no separate status to the ninth of Tishrei in and of itself, but it's malo of akosuv kilu hisane chiva siri. It's an extension of the inui of the 10th of Tishrei. And therefore, says the Gaon, there's no need to begin that process, that mitzvah of achil and shesia on the eve of the 9th of Tishrei. It's sufficient to do so on the day itself. And if this be the case, I want to ask you the following question. We have halacha, this entire simon in Shulchan Aruch, I think it's Tafresh Yud Dalid, about a chole sheyesh bo sakon, a person who has to eat on Yom HaKippurim. And the question arises, does he have a mitzvah to eat on the ninth, on Erev Yom HaKippurim? Of course, he has a mitzvah of Ushmarte Miyodis Nafshel Seichel, he better eat. And he's got to eat on the ninth and on the tenth. But this special mitzvah of Betisha Ba'erev, is that incumbent upon a cholish yesh bo sakon who's not going to fast on the 10th of Tishrei? Does he obtain and achieve a kiyuma mitzvah of betisha ba'erev if he's not included in the mitzvah of v'nisem es nafsho seichem on the 10th of Tishrei? And I believe, my friends, that it depends upon these two definitions. If the 9th of Tishrei is being established by the Torah as a unique day on the Hebrew calendar year, and it engenders a mitzvah of achil and shesia independent of Yom HaKippurim of the 10th, then a chole should be included in this mitzvah no less than anyone else. The fact that he's excluded from the mitzvah of v'nisem on the 10th does not exclude him from the mitzvah of achil and shesia on the 9th. But if, as we presented it, The mitzvah of the ninth is not an independent mitzvah. There's nothing inherent in the ninth of Tishrei that gives it a unique status. It just happens to be that the ninth of Tishrei is the only way that we can establish the mitzvah of Inui on the tenth in an active way and fulfill the mitzvah of Shvos. Then I would say the mitzvah of Shvos is just an extension, as we said. It's an overflow from the mitzvah of Inui on the tenth. If the Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana is excluded from the mitzvah of Inui on the 10th, then by definition, it's meaningless for him to eat and drink on the 9th. The thought occurred to me that we don't say Tachnun on Erev Yom HaKippur. That's a very strange halacha of the Adiyas Taiti. If we go with the Shita that Erev Yom HaKippurim is a day of Simcha, and remember, we saw that reflected in the words of the Shari Tshuva from Rabbeinu Yonah. We enter into Yom HaKippurim by celebrating on the 9th of Tishrei the Simcha of Kapara of Yom HaKippurim Hashem's Chesed. Then it makes sense to omit Tachnun, Nefilas Apayim, just as we do on any Yom Simcha. But if on the other hand, the day of the 9th is not in and of itself a day of Simcha, I wouldn't call it a Yantiv. I would say it's just preparation for the Inui of Yom HaKippurim. And we even saw, if you remember the Shibboleth HaLeket, that the more he eats on Erev Yom HaKippurim, the sharper is his Inui on Yom HaKippurim itself, then I don't think the day itself is invested with the status of a day of Simcha. And therefore I don't know how to justify our minog to omit Nefil Sapai. Of course, if you're of that want that you look for any opportunity to leave out in the field of Sapayim, I don't belong to that school of thought, then, you know, why not just leave it out on Erev Yom HaKippurim? Of course, Mincha time is something different, because Mincha, Erev Yom HaKippurim, is certainly part of Yom HaKippurim itself, but I'm talking about Shachris, I'm talking about Ma'ariv, I even saw some who leave out Tachnun on Mincha, on the 8th of Tishrei, because we're going into the Simcha of Erev Yom HaKippurim. That, in my mind, would really depend on these two definitions of the mitzvah of Achila on Erev Yom HaKippurim. And I want to complete this discussion by quoting to you another line in Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that L'man nechazek laharbos b'tfila u'b'tachanunim b'yom HaKippur. Interesting. Rabbi Yonah suggests that the mitzvah of achil on Erev Yom HaKippurim is not to facilitate our ability to fast on Yom HaKippurim, but rather our ability to be mispalel, to pray on Yom HaKippur. Meaning, the essence of the day of Yom HaKippurim, according to Rabbi Yonah, it's a day of tfila and tachanunim. It's a day in which Lifnei Hashem Titaru, we're close to Hashem. We add an extra tefillah on Yom HaKippur, tefillas ne'ilah. And we integrate our tshuva and our vidu into every tefillah. And we have slichos throughout the day of Yom HaKippur. It's a day of tefillah v'tachanunim. If we don't prepare ourselves to have the ability to focus on our tefillos and our tachanunim, then we might not hit payday and achieve the goal of tefillah v'tachanunim with a profound intention. If we have to fortify ourselves by eating on Erev Yom HaKippurim, I would suggest that according to Rabbeinu Yonah in this pshat, a chole sheyesh bo sakana, who in any event is eating on Yom HaKippurim, we don't have to impose upon him a mitzvah achil on Erev Yom HaKippurim. I would also suggest that according to this explanation of Rabbeinu Yonah, the night before chi is not included in the mitzvah of Achilu Berev Yom HaKippurim, because again, I don't know if the night 24 hours before the fast is going to help fortify you with the koach, with the calories, the energy that you need in order to have proper kavana and intention in your tefillos on Yom HaKippur. And then we could ask the question, what about a woman? Does a woman have the mitzvah of Achilu on Erev Yom HaKippurim? Again, you know, an hour and, you know, to be politically correct, in our environment, we want to give women all the mitzvahs that they can fulfill. Who wants to rob the nashim of the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom HaKippurim. But I would suggest the following. That if the ninth of Tishrei is meaningful unto itself, it's a calendar date, and it engenders a mitzvah of Achil and Shasiyah. I don't know if women could be included. Because any time that you have a mitzvah that's time-bound, what's called a mitzvah seh shasman groma, nashim pturos. When there's a los haseh, women are included. So as far as Yom HaKippurim is concerned, they take upon themselves the full blast of Yom HaKippurim because kol hanefesh asher lo sa'una v'nichrisa. Women are certainly included in the los haseh. But as far as the mitzvah of achila on erev Yom HaKippurim, if that mitzvah is inherent in the day itself, the ninth of Tishrei, then women should not be included. It's a mitzvah seh shasman groma. But if you would suggest that the ninth of Tishrei is not an independent unit of time that engenders its own mitzvah, there's no Kedushas Hayom to the ninth of Tishrei, but rather it's a preparation and an attachment to the tenth of Tishrei, it's an extension of Inui, because Kol HaOchel V'Shose B'Tshi Malo V'Kos Kilu Hisane Tshi V'Asiri, then since women are included in the mitzvah of Inui on Yom HaKippur on the 10th, they are likewise included in the mitzvah of Achil and Shasiyah on Erev Yom HaKippur. I would like to raise with you the following question. We have halach in Shulchan Aruch of Tainis Chalom. Again, in our time, it's a little bit less commonplace, but back in the day, if a person experienced a very difficult dream in which the future that was foretold is catastrophic, he would fast immediately. And the question arises, what happens on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? Is one permitted to fast a Tainis Chalom? And in fact, the halacha says in Reish Peiches that we allow a person and maybe even obligate a person to fast a Tainis Chalom on Shabbos V'Yom Tov. And the reason for this is because if he's in a state of Agmas Nefesh, he's overwhelmed by anxiety and anguish due to the terrible dream that he experienced, which Chazal say a dream is 1/60th of Nevuah, then he won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Shabbos of Oneg. For this person, his mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos is fulfilled by fasting. It's very paradoxical. For you and I, the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos means eating a good cholent. But for this person who has to fast the Tainis Chalom, his mitzvah of Oneg is achieved by fasting. And Ramban Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yom HaKippurim addresses the following question. Would a person fast Tainis Chalom on the ninth of Tishrei? And Rambam writes the following. Osur lis'anos bo, meaning on the ninth of Tishrei, afilu Tainis Chalom. The Rambam accepts that you can fast the Tainis Chalom on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, and yet he prohibits a Tainis Chalom on the ninth of Tishrei. And the obvious question is why? What's the difference between the two? So I want to share with you an insight that I heard from my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik many, many years ago, and I hope I'm saying it over correctly. The Rav wanted to suggest that Achila and Shasiyah on Shabbos and Yom Tov does not constitute a mitzvah unto itself, but rather it's a means to an end. It's a conduit to achieve oneg. If you have a different way of achieving oneg from the case of a person who had this bad dream and Tainis Chalom, then so what? He doesn't eat and drink, he fasts. But not so in the case of Achil and Shasiyah on Erev Yom HaKippurim. There is no mitzvah of oneg on the ninth of Tishrei. The mitzvah is Achil and Shasiyah. We were commanded to eat and to drink. If you fast, you forego and forfeit that mitzvah. And therefore, we don't care about the fact that he's in a state of oneg, of agmas nefesh, and he wants to remove that and bring himself to a state of oneg by fasting. That's impossible. Why? Because here the mitzvah is achila and shesia. And if that's what the Rav said, I would like to add the following comment of my own. The Rav is correct, and his logic is impeccable, according to one school of thought. If I identify the mitzvah of achila on Erev Yom HaKippurim as a mitzvah of simcha, if I endow the day of the ninth of Tishrei with its own unique status of achila and shesia, then there's no room for a tainis chalom. But if, on the other hand, I view the 9th of Tishrei as an extension of the 10th of Tishrei, it's all part and parcel of Inui, then one could argue that in this case we might suspend the mitzvah of Achil and Shesia. Or to put it another way, the Achil and Shesia is not meaningful per se. It's not like every time I take a bite of food, I'm a kind of mitzvah. On the other hand, what it is to set up the mitzvah of Inui on Yom Kippur itself. If that be the case, if there's no separate mitzvah of Achil and Shesia, then perhaps the mitzvah of Tainis Chalom would trump this Achil and Shesia. I don't know. It's possible. In any event, the bottom line is that on the 9th of Tishrei, we will eat and we will drink. And Rabosai, this leads me to my next discussion about another dimension of Erev Yom HaKippur. The Shulchan Aruch says that on Erev Yom HaKippurim, we need to achieve Ritzui, we have to pacify and ask our friends for mechila if we hurt them. This is all based on a Mishnah at the end of Masechta Yuma Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Averos shebein odom l'mokom Yom HaKippur mechaper. Averos shebein odom l'chavero ein Yom HaKippur mechaper ad shiratzes chavero. V'yadzu dorash Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem. Titaru. If it's chatoseichem lifnei Hashem, bein odom l'mokom, then you can achieve tahara through Yom HaKippur. But averos, shebein odom l'chavero, ein Yom HaKippur mechaper ad shirata es chavero. And the question I want to raise with you is, why does the Mishnah and the codes feel a necessity to codify this halacha ad shirat es chavero in the laws of Yom HaKippurim? This is not a Yom HaKippurim halacha. This is halacha in general. The whole year round, the person who sins is obligated to achieve kapara, and kapara, in the case of Ben Adam l'chavero, is not achievable without Achiratza es chavero. And I'll prove it to you. The Mishnah in Masechta Bava Kamma on Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph says, Afal pishu no sein lo, eino nimcha lo, achiyavakesh mimenu. The Gemara, the Mishnah derives it from a pasuk. And the halacha is that, let's say, a chovel b'chavero, he assaults his friend, he hits him, which is a classical bein odom l'chavero, is eino nimchalo. That avero will not be atoned for, even if he pays back every last dime that he owes him to compensate him for whatever damages he inflicted on him. That's not enough. The Mishnah derives from another pasuk, which has nothing to do with Yom HaKippurim, that eino nimchalo ad she yevakesh mimenu mechila. So Rabosai, from the fact that there are two different Mishnayos, from the fact that the post can bring this down in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim, and the drasha of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Mishnah in Yuma is based on the pasuk of Yom HaKippurim, ki biyom hazeh yechapel lifnei Hashem titaru, apparently there's a new halacha here in Yom HaKippurim. This is not the universal halacha of Bein Adam L'Chavero. In order to achieve Slicha, Mechila, and Kapor, you have to ask for Mechila from your friend that you hurt. That's true the whole year round, but there's a unique halacha here on Yom HaKippur. And why is that so? So I don't know how many of you may have purchased a sefer, which I always recommend if you don't own it. It's called Al HaTshuva. And it's a compilation of the Rav's drashos, which he gave annually during Aseres Yimei Tshuva in front of a large audience on the mitzvah of Tshuva. And in that sefer, Al HaTshuva, the Rav establishes a major breakthrough. He says that primarily the kapara power of Itzumo Shel Yom, of Yom HaKippurim, is a kaparas hatzibur. It's not an individual kapara. The individual, insofar as he partakes in the tzibur, he's got membership in the tzibur. He enjoys the benefit of kaparas hatzibur. But it means when the kapara comes down from Shamayim, it comes down through the pipeline of the tzibur, of Knesset Yisrael, as one indivisible entity, and each individual, insofar as he is part of that tzibur, he's like a little tributary, and the Shefa, the Kapara, comes to him. And that's why it's absolutely critical, in order to achieve the Kapara of Yom HaKippurim, to be part of one entity, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. In fact, in a piyut of Yom HaKippurim, we ask that this day be a day of simas ava, of love amongst the Jewish people. And one could ask, why is that appropriate for the liturgy of Yom HaKippurim? It's a day of simas ava. The answer is because the essence of the day is a kapara for the entire tzibur. And unless we come to Hashem as one tzibur, Vayhi Bishurim Melech B'Saseif Rosh Yom Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. Without the Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, we don't have the Melech who comes and offers us the Kapara of Yom HaKippurim B'Tuvah V'Chazdo. And therefore, when it comes to Averos Beinon L'Chavero, is Adshi Yiratzes Chavero. It's very interesting. The Mishnah in Bava Kama uses the term Adshi Yimchol Lo Chavero. But I would present to you the thesis that with regard to Yom HaKippurim, it's not sufficient. You could have a friend who's sitting on the other side of the world and you victimized him and he declares our mochel. That's not sufficient for Yom HaKippurim. That's good for the rest of the year. But on Yom HaKippurim, when we want to link up to the tzibur, The halacha, the mission, requires something much more than mechila. It requires ritzui. Ritzui means that we all get together as one. And the paradigm of Yom HaKippurim is the paradigm of a tainis tzibur. It's a public fast. The Gemara tells us in Krisus that everyone has to participate. Every last rank and file member, every citizen, every member of the Jewish community has to participate in this tainis. Even the Poshei Yisrael, that's why we begin Yom HaKippurim, by inviting the Poshei Yisrael to come and join us on Yom HaKippurim, to have a myriad of Jews from all different walks of life and different religious levels to join together and form one tzibur. I remember my father, Shul Vashom, on Yom Kippur, Kol Nidre night, we had 1,200 people come, whereas on a regular Shabbos, we had 300. And unfortunately, the situation today is not that good. But there was a time period, and you'll still see it here in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, when almost every last Jew recognized Yom HaKippurim. That's a tiny tzibur. In fact, in Tanakh, Yom HaKippurim, and also the Rambam, is called Yom Tzom. What does Tzom mean? You and I translate Tzom as fast, to fast. Tzom means more than that. The shoresh, the root of the word tzom in Lashon Kodesh, is tzama. Tzadi mem hei. Tzama, if you happen to know, is a braid. You know, you have a young girl who wears a braid, braided hair. A braid indicates the integration of many different strands into one whole. That's what a tzom is all about. That's what Yom HaKippurim is about. It's the kaparas hatzibur. So in addition to the halacha that applies the entire year round, that if Reuven damages Shimon, he, Reuven, will not achieve slicha and kapara until he gets mechila from his friend Shimon. But There's another halacha that applies to Yom HaKippurim. You want entry into the portal of Yom HaKippurim. You want to achieve the Yom HaZeh Yechaper Aleichem, then you've got to be part of a tzibur. And to be part of the tzibur, the entire tzibur has to come together as one. And Baruch Hashem, I have to tell you that here in the state of Israel, in recent history, we've gone through some very difficult times, but we have seen, and we hope it somehow will come through in the clutch and continue with the energy that we had in the last few weeks and months, a wonderful experience of achdus, of unity, and that creates a tzibur that will, Amir Tzashem, in just a few days' time, enable us, all of Klal Yisrael, to achieve a kaparas hatzibur of Yom HaKippur. And finally, one last dimension of the mitzvah and the unique nature of Erev Yom HaKippurim. And this I base on a Gemara in Yuma on Daf Pei Zayin Amid Beis, which is also codified in the Shulchan Aruch Tav Reish Zayin. Tanur Rabbanan, mitzvahs vidui Erev Yom HaKippurim im chashecha. The Brisa establish a mitzvah of vidui on Erev Yom HaKippurim. The question is how to interpret the words im chashecha. And here we have a three-way machlokas. But I want to focus on the Ramban Shita. The Ramban is of the opinion that im chashecha means before nightfall. It means after the sun sets, but before the onset of Yom HaKippurim. There's a mitzvah on Erev Yom HaKippurim, says the Ramban, to recite vidui. And the source for this, again, back to the pasuk, Lifnei Hashem Titor. Hashem is a reference to the great day of the revelation of Hashem, when God is so close to us, Yom HaKippurim. Lifnei Hashem is a reference to the ninth of Tishrei, Erev Yom HaKippurim. And says the Ramban, and I'll quote to you his language, in his Chidushim on Yuma Pei Zayin, he writes, Mitzvahs vidui Erev Yom HaKippurim Tzarech Lisvados Kedeshi Kaneis L'Yom HaTshuva B'Tshuva V'Im Chashecha Samuch L'Yom Atzmo, right before the day. So whereas the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom HaKippurim would start with daybreak, or maybe even the night before, as we discussed, the mitzvah of Ritzui Chavero would extend throughout the entire ninth of Tishrei. We have a mitzvah of Vidui, which according to Rabban, is when we're standing on the threshold, but we haven't yet crossed into the day of Yom HaKippurim. Already we're involved in the mitzvah of Tshuva. And this again reflects the connection between Erev Yom HaKippurim and Yom HaKippurim itself. Erev Yom HaKippurim is already the kickoff, the beginning of Yom HaKippurim. Insofar as there's a mitzvah Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, a mitzvah Achil and Shasiyah, Kol Hisane, Kol Ochel Bitshi, it's Kilo Hisane Bitshi Vasiri. There's a mitzvah of Ritzui, of creating a tzibur, as we said before, V'yom Simas Av. All this is because the ninth of Tishrei is already the beginning of the tenth of Tishrei. And in effect, Yom HaKippurim begins on the ninth of Tishrei. And I believe, Rabbosai, this is certainly true, according to Rabbi Yonah that we quoted early in Shari Tshuva, who says that the mitzvah of Seuda and Simcha begins on the ninth of Tishrei. And why so? The answer is, because the ninth of Tishrei is already, to some extent, the tenth of Tishrei. What happened to the mitzvah of Oneg on Yom HaKippur? Well, there's an Iser Inui. So how do I fulfill the mitzvah of Oneg? And indeed, according to the Ramah that we discussed before, there's no room for a Tainis Chalom on Erev Yom HaKippur, because Erev Yom HaKippur is not a mitzvah of Oneg. But you know what? Rabbosai, if we accept Rabbeinu Yonah, that the ninth of Tishrei is a day of Seuda and Simcha with a mitzvah of Achil and Shasiyah, then I would suggest to you that Yom HaKippurim has a mitzvah of Oneg. You'll ask me, how do I fulfill the mitzvah of Oneg on Yom HaKippurim when I'm enjoined from Achil and Shasiyah? The answer is because the Torah gave us the mitzvah of Oneg as an actual fulfillment to implement the mitzvah of Oneg on the ninth of Tishrei. Because the ninth of Tishrei is part of Yom HaKippurim. Tisha B'Chodesh is part of Asiri B'Chodesh. And although we cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Oneg on Yom HaKippurim itself, nevertheless, it's not completely undermined. There is a residue below the surface of the mitzvah of Oneg on Yom HaKippurim, but how does that mitzvah of Oneg express itself? Tachlis, how do we fulfill the mitzvah of Oneg? And the answer is, by eating on the ninth of Tishrei. Insofar as the ninth of Tishrei is the kickoff of Yom HaKippurim, the mitzvah of Oneg was transferred from the tenth of Tishrei and pasted onto the ninth of Tishrei. In fact, in the sugya in the last parak of Yuma, when the Gemara discusses wetting a towel and having the towel saturated with moisture and then using it to cool yourself off, the Gemara says that there's a difference between Tainus Tzibur, like Tisha B'Av, and Yom HaKippurim. And according to one opinion in the Gemara, we are more machmir on Tisha B'Av than we are on Yom HaKippurim. And what's permitted on Yom HaKippurim to do this trick, so to speak, of having a towel that has some residue of moisture and using it to cool myself off on Yom HaKippurim, that, my friends, I believe is a kiyum of Oneg. Because Yom HaKippurim has a kiyum of Oneg. On the other hand, there's a mitzvah of Inui, and we have to figure out how to reconcile between these two mitzvahs. On the one hand, Yom HaKippurim is a great day of Simcha, and it engenders a mitzvah of Oneg. On the other hand, it's a day of Inui, V'nisam es nafsho seichem. The Ramban compares it, based on the Zohar, to Malachi Asharis. We have both. How do we reconcile the two polar extremes that are mutually exclusive? And the answer is, we have to juggle between the two. That which is strictly Inui, a Maisa Rechitza, to wash my body, that's forbidden on Yom HaKippur. But if it's not specifically Rechitza, and it brings me to a state of Oneg, then Adarava, that's what I have to do on Yom HaKippur. But on Tisha B'Av, or on a Tainus Tzibur, it's the opposite. That's a day of Tzar. That's a day that's antithetical to any sort of Oneg. The Avelus is very intense, and therefore we're not going to look for ways of sideswiping the technical Maisa Rechitza and allow you to do X, Y, and Z in order to cool yourself off and enjoy yourself. At this point, Rabos, I'd like to take a break and ask for any questions as we conclude this year. Yes.
Bobby here. So if you have justified and argued in favor of the old men with the snuff boxes.
Correct. And I would suggest that smelling those tabaks, you know, again, you have to know exactly what they are. But some of them we don't smell on Yom HaKippur, but a tabak, or for example, they put different kinds of liquids in there, that would not only be permissible on Yom Kippur. Again, this is not a shir in practical halacha, so, but that would even be a mitzvah on Yom HaKippur, because the mitzvah of Oneg on Yom HaKippurim is there. It's lurking in the shadows. And we have to figure out ways of fulfilling it, and I'm suggesting that the primary way of fulfilling Oneg on Yom HaKippurim, according to Rabbeinu Yonah in one answer, is eating on Erev Yom HaKippur. In 2 days' time, we're going to be eating and fulfilling the mitzvah of Achil on Erev Yom HaKippurim out of a sense of bitachon, of security, and relying on Hashem. I would add another dimension. What we should have in mind as we eat on the 9th of Tishrei is fulfilling the mitzvah of Oneg Yom HaKippurim, because the 9th of Tishrei is part and parcel of the 10th of Tishrei of Yom HaKippur. David Spiegel is asking me, the idea that eating on the 9th of Tishrei causes more inui is also mentioned by Shibole Leket, the Aruch HaShulchan, and I would add Rashi in one place seems to assume so, that eating on the 9th of Tishrei intensifies our inui of the 10th of Tishrei. Absolutely. It's a very fascinating idea. Again, the other poskim take just the exact opposite approach, the polar extreme on the other side, and that is that eating on Erev Yom HaKippurim makes it easier to fast on Yom HaKippurim. Eating on Erev Yom HaKippur makes it easier to concentrate on our davening, on our tachnunim, on our slichos, and focus all our attention and all our energy on the kiyum of Yom HaKippur. But either way, whether we say that Erev Yom HaKippurim has an achila in order to intensify our inui of Asiri. Or we say that it makes our Asiri a little bit easier and it adds to the Oneg of Yom HaKippurim. Either way, Yom HaTshi is part of Yom HaKippurim itself. If on the other hand, we set up the 9th of Tishrei as an independent entity with its own, I don't know what to call it, Kedusha Sayom, or at least Mitzvah Sayom of Achila, and it should start at night, and maybe women should be exempt, and maybe a Cholish Yesh Bo Sakona would be obligated in this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom HaKippurim, then we're saying something totally different. Then we're saying that the 9th of Tishrei is an entity unto itself. Okay, Rabbosai.